Moringa in the Morning.
America Tonight, the name of this show, is a snapshot of what's going on in your backyard. From coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. And a big shout out to all of our overseas listeners. Remember, you can head to the website, americatonight.net. Check out the blog and sign up for Twitter or Facebook or all that kind of stuff. Who knows? We'll probably have a menu of 15 different social networking sites that you can link to. That's what it's all about now, social networking. Although the power of, let's say, Twitter, when you have a disaster of epic proportions like these tornadoes, did you hear the story of the person who was actually not using Twitter, but they were texting and they were trapped and they were found alive on Monday? Seven people were found alive in Joplin, Missouri. There's another person that was found alive on Tuesday, and texting with the phones that were dying, they actually helped to locate a couple of those people, which is tremendous. Now, of course, with the tweeting thing, we see how it's gotten people into trouble, but also it has helped people in some key situations and pumped out real news while it's happening, where somebody's in the middle of some chaotic, disastrous situation, and they're able to send a photograph, a link to it, and they put it up there and they tweet it out, and immediately people see it. It's like what happened in Iran to those poor young people who were fighting for a change in the political system in Iran and were in the middle of some of these crowds, and a lot of information wasn't getting out because, of course, ultimately Ahmadinejad, if you remember, if we wind back the clock, didn't want the media there and had a media ban. So how was information coming out? Well, it was coming out through social networking. It's become huge. It's like LinkedIn. They did an initial public offering. It shot through the roof. Initial public offering was up to like 102 or something, and now it's come back down to the 90s for the stock. And many of you are familiar with LinkedIn. People do that for business or whatnot. Put up resumes, talk about what they're doing in current job situations or looking for jobs, but you get it. It's not about looking for jobs, though. It really is sadly about looking for people still in Joplin, Missouri. And across the nation, this truly is where our thoughts are. Our thoughts are on what's going to happen with weather, because now we're almost into hurricane season. A lot of you listening to me on the Space Coast, you know what that's like. Fingers crossed, it's not going to be a bad hurricane season. I have a lot of family that lives right dead in the center of all that. In fact, my brother and his wife live on an island that is a stone's throw away from Tampa. You just go over the bridge. It's Davis Island. And I always worry when I hear about the hurricanes there. A lot of people were worried about relatives when they heard about what was bearing down on Missouri on Sunday, never thinking, though, that this tornado was packing 200-mile-an-hour winds. And when we were on the air, we knew it was severe. We knew what had happened in the hospital. The thought was, yes, there's going to be many more people, sadly, that are going to die as a result of this. But the totals, 130 people so far, 1,400 people still unaccounted for. That's a pretty big list. And that will start to change as more people are found, and hopefully some of those people are found to be in other places or whatever. But you have to think that the death toll will jump there. In Tuscaloosa, if you remember, in Alabama, it was up to 250. Oh, rough times when it comes to the weather. We're going to have more weather tracker type people on the show to tell us what they're seeing out there, and also just to offer more suggestions. You can never get enough suggestions on maybe things that you can do. This is a sound that some of you might be hearing in your backyard. Take a listen to this when you're trying to prevent flooding. I think you've heard this kind of a sound before. idea what they're doing there? If you were thinking filling sandbags, you're absolutely right. In South Dakota, that's for the flooding there. We've got the Mississippi swollen towns, as you know, 5,000 people displaced as a result of that, with the several of the spillway, the Morganza spillway, the gates being open to try to prevent a massive flooding for Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And that's what it is. Filling those sandbags is hard work. Any of you guys out there ever fill the sandbags and then try to help? And it takes forever. And then does it hold up? I mean, there's the key thing. You're trying desperately, building up little walls, but how long does it hold off that flooding? So that was a familiar sound, I think, to, unfortunately, some of the rest of you who aren't worried about tornadoes. Your concern is flooding, and that has hit a lot of Americans. Let's turn our attention to some American pride for a quick second here, because I think we need to lighten the load a little bit, even right from the get-go. Earlier in the day, I happened to flip this match on, and one of the majors in tennis is the French Open. There's a big, tall, lanky guy named John Isner. I mean, he is the all-American boy. He is living, breathing American, I'm telling you. He's like the American flag wrapped up and then some. I've had a chance just briefly to chat with John Isner, just the nicest guy you would ever want to meet. He almost toppled the Goliath, Rafael Nadal, who rarely ever loses on clay. In fact, is a five-time champion there and is 39-1 now at Roland Garros. Well, John Isner took him to five sets. Five sets is the max for the men in tennis, in case you're not familiar with it. Here's what John Isner had to say about the match and ultimately Rafael Nadal about Isner being a tough opponent.
The way he played in the fourth and fifth sets, I haven't seen tennis like that ever. So that's why he's number one in the world and one of the greatest players ever.
It was a very, very tough opponent. I think his serve is almost unstoppable for a moment. So I just want to congratulate him for this fantastic match. I wish him all the best for the rest of the season.
That was nice of Nadal. So you know, what happened was 6-4, 6-7, 6-7, 6-2, 6-4. So those last couple of sets, Nadal was where he ended up taking it. He won it, but Isner took him all the way through, which was nice to see. The American men haven't had a lot to cheer about in as far as raising some excitement lately, and this certainly brings about some excitement. I think he is tall. I think Isner is, he's like a basketball player. I want to say he's like 6'11" maybe. He seems like 6'11". That's for sure. All right, moving from Isner, the president, people are asking, well, where's the president while all these disasters that I just mentioned are going on, whether it's the flooding, the man-made flooding, whether it's the tornado in Missouri. Where's the president? The president is on a trip. He is in the UK. He's released statements talking about the Midwest storms being devastating and heartbreaking, and that when he comes back on Sunday, he will make the trip to tour Missouri, talk to the people, and offer his condolences and do whatever he can for people who have been just racked by the storm. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It is well known that protein nutrition is a key to optimum blood sugar levels. But to benefit at all from protein, your body must first be able to break down protein into amino acids. Once amino acids are liberated from proteins, your body uses them to make brain chemicals that make you feel alert and peaceful at the same time. Your pancreas uses them to regulate blood sugar and insulin. People are waking up and doing an about face when it comes to nutrition. They are learning that a high carbohydrate diet may encourage obesity and diabetes. They are now emphasizing proteins more to compensate. One protein source that is more easily broken down into amino acids is non-denatured whey protein. For better blood sugar and better weight, give One World Whey a try. One World Whey is the most powerful whey protein food on the market. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Coming up, we've got the Daily Salute. And, you know, it would be very easy to give the Daily Salute to the hundreds of people who are reaching out to fellow Americans still in Alabama and Tuscaloosa, because remember, that's not all cleaned up. There was that disaster a month ago. Now what's happening in Joplin, plus, you know, pick some of the recent disasters, the flooding, man-made or not, people in trouble there. We are a generous, generous nation, no doubt about it. And I'm continued to be bowled over by stories I hear of people making just tremendous sacrifice to help other people. And it's interesting. It's usually, certainly not that there are people with money who donate money, who do things to help charities, but sometimes it's the people who can ill afford to do it that reach out and provide that food, that water, that kind of thing. If you don't have time to physically, or you're not in the proximity of physically being able to go somewhere and do that hot meal kind of thing, it's all about finding some charity where even if you just give them a couple bucks, and if everybody gave $5 here, $10 there, and it was centered on helping the people that have been ravaged by the tornadoes, imagine how quickly they could get back on their feet, because you're talking, you know, massive devastation. As I keep describing, and so many others do, for lack of a better way to describe what it's like, it is all of a sudden as though you are in a ghost town, because it's just sticks and a random refrigerator or a computer here, some clothes strewn about, but pretty much just pure devastation. And that is Joplin, and that's Tuscaloosa and other small towns in Alabama and in Missouri, too. It's not just some of the areas that we've mentioned. There's some other places that have been hit by the tornadoes. And I guess because I just went through that, where there was a big caution and some problems with windows being blown out and various things, that I know that it could happen in my backyard. The Texas Rangers, the professional baseball team, they play in a place called Arlington, Texas. I was there the other night. It's a beautiful big facility, very close to where the Dallas Cowboys play. I mean, you can walk to the two stadiums. And they had to evacuate the Rangers ballpark just a few hours ago because of the high winds and the rain and baseball like hail. You know, when they say baseball size hail, you put a baseball next to it, and really, truly, that's why they describe it that way. It is baseball size hail, and there weren't any reports of any injuries out there, so thank goodness they were able to do that and get people to safety, get them back in the concourses and whatnot. But they were terrified that you might see one of those tornadoes kick up because of the conditions they had in the area. So here's where we are on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We always say it's about the water cooler buzz in our own backyards, and we know that weather is a big part of that. Weather is the common denominator when you get on an elevator. I say this all the time. What's an elevator conversation with a stranger? Weather, weather, and then some more weather. Whether it's mud, you know, mudslides or fires or high winds or tornadoes, it is part of surviving the human condition. It is a united kind of thing because of people having to go through it in different areas. So remember that when you see these pictures on TV. I mean, this is radio, but we've given you the description, the storms killing the people in Oklahoma and Kansas and Arkansas, in Alabama and whatnot. I want to give us a silver lining here at the top. You know, we talk so often, and we just did, we went to D.C. for that conversation with Victoria Jones about the money, the money, the money, the deficit, which is so ugly, the unemployment numbers, what's being done about that. Whatever the conversation is that I think comes out of the Beltway that affects every single one of us, there's a new movie out, and it's on HBO. And I saw it called Banks or Too Big to Fail. And it was about the whole banking crisis, of course, 2008, while the presidential election run was going on, and ultimately what happened and what we're still suffering from with the mortgages and the subprime lending and the swaps and all of that that we have not dug out of here in 2011. Well, you remember all of the money that we've seen the government lend out, bail out various companies, especially the banks. I still say that the three dreaded letters are AIG. Well, how about Chrysler? I can hardly believe the daily salute to me is Chrysler. But Chrysler, the $7.6 billion, because now we care if we get the money back, the money has been paid off. How about that? So all of those dollars, the high-interest bailout loans, all have been paid back. I have to say there's a little applause in that. Anytime we can actually bring
what,
money
in. What,
are
you kidding
me? Exactly. We want more money. So we're getting some of it. We're getting some of it back. The payback included $5.9 billion that they owed in loans to us. That's some of our money, $5.9 billion and $1.7 billion. Because don't forget the Canadians. We love our Canadians. So many of them call this show and the money that we owed to the Canadians. So the original loans were repaid in full. That's 6 years ahead of schedule, along with the payments of the interest that was accrued and all of that and any of the additional things that were put into it. So God bless Chrysler for paying us some money. Now, too bad it's not enough to help us with the deficit, but hey, we'll take any money we can get. Now, what's ironic about it, you see the number and you say, wow, they paid back all that money. But it doesn't mean by any stretch of the imagination that there's no debt on the books for Chrysler. The company, in fact, had to take out some loans, this is the American way, last week to help pay off older debt, but they said they would save $300 million in interest payments by refinancing. See, you just have to, it's a shell game. You just have to know where to move the money. That's it. And, you know, part of this, I think, is the fact that the CEO of Chrysler and Fiat, the whole idea was to just repay the loans to the government and move on from there. because what's interesting is, if you know anything about Fiat, the Italian automaker, and Sergio Marchionne, he has a big, fat, controlling stake in Chrysler. And so they were calling, he was calling it, shyster loans to the government. And because he used the word shyster, of course, that ruffled a few feathers, and he had to vehemently, I love that word, vehemently. That means he was told by somebody, yo, you got to apologize. So he apologized. Bottom line is, who cares? They paid off the loans. And because of that, and the fact that in this case, since it's been so ugly with these bailouts and it's infuriated so many of us, 6,000 people were hired. So some people were able to get jobs because of that government intervention. And you know what? That's a good thing. So by not, they didn't walk away from the people at Chrysler and some of the communities that, boy, they're all about Chrysler. In the end, this one was okay because we got the money back and some people were able to keep their jobs. Here's a big deal. And it's a big deal to me because, let's face it, you know, I like the four pleasant letters when they're strung together. NASA. NASA announced plans because everybody keeps wondering what's happening with NASA. And they're pretty tight-lipped. It's hard even to get a leak or two out of NASA. But NASA is going to make a capsule to take humans into deep space. Yeah, this is true. And what they're going to do is they're developing the capsule that will seat, you know, 3, 4, maybe 5. They're saying, I guess, 5 tops. Because the idea is, according to Charles Bolden, who's the NASA administration guy, the face of NASA, he says, we're committed to pushing the human exploration beyond low Earth orbit, and we want to develop a system to take us there. I've talked about this a lot on America Tonight. It was Christy McAuliffe, remember, the teacher, sadly, who lost her life when the Challenger, the shuttle, blew up, and that led to the creation of the Endeavour, but it put on ice taking people into space, and now it looks like they're considering that maybe with this, because NASA's saying astronauts wouldn't be on board until at least 2016, so then you'd have to, you know, run the numbers, and it still would be a little bit down the road before you'd have others involved in this, but that'd be pretty cool. If you've seen the capsule, I was kind of shocked, actually, that they would put a teacher, a plumber, whoever on this capsule, but bravo. Go in Hollywood next.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Bring back the old and make it new. Charlie's Angels, one of those throwback shows, now that's on the fall lineup. Actually, they might be unveiling it in the summer. I'm not sure. But if you ever saw the original, remember it was Kate Jackson and Jacqueline Smith and Farrah Fawcett. How many men out there listening to my voice had that Farrah Fawcett poster? Even younger guys, that was a hand-down poster. That was a poster that hung around for a really long time. You could be in your late 20s and you've got that poster of Farrah Fawcett somewhere. I know, because I've seen it on my cousin's wall, no less. Stephen Shohat joins us each and every week from Hollywood. He's the author of Hollywood Story, short entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. Stephen, hi, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I'm doing great. How are you?
Were you a fan of the original Charlie's Angels?
For a while, and then I kind of got tired of it, and I guess the actresses got tired of it, too. There's a story that Jacqueline Smith, when she heard the show was being canceled, she jumped up and down for joy after 5 years. Now she said, well, I don't know if I did that, but I certainly was happy that it was going off the air. So I think it ran its course after a while, but it's certainly people haven't really tired of it. It still shows in syndication, and obviously there were two movies made, and it's coming out again, and in a totally different form. Well, not totally different, but you know, this time they're going to be reformed criminals, and before they were frustrated police women, or unfulfilled police women. So it's a little bit different this time around.
Yeah, that was an Aaron Spelling hit and Leonard Goldberg hit. Who came up with that concept, though? Was it Spelling? Do you know the background of how that was developed?
Yeah, yeah. Really, I mean, there were other people involved, but basically, Spelling and Goldberg did come up with it. You know, they had been watching a lot of, or noticing a lot of shows like Beretta and Police Story, and they thought it would be go against the grain and have something less gritty, sort of fantastic would be the way to go. So they came up with this concept called Alley Cats. Where these girls would dress in leather all the time, kind of like Mrs. Peel on The Avengers, and solve cases. And when they pitched it, they were told basically by studio executives like Barry Diller, this is embarrassing, it's horrible, how could you come up with this idea? So they basically sort of changed it, or it evolved sort of into a fashion show. In fact, one of the things that happened early on was Aaron Spelling told the three ladies that they got to keep all the fashion, all the outfits that they wore on the show, they would get to keep it. And so they went crazy. Farrah Fawcett and Jacqueline Smith were all over town, especially on Rodeo Drive, buying clothes constantly. And, they, you know, changing wardrobe quite a bit. Now, Kate Jackson wasn't the clothes horse that they were, so she was more into the acting and wanted to get things right. In fact, I'll tell you, Kate Jackson studied with police officers to properly hold a gun, and when they were doing that show, there were times when the bad guys, just as a joke, would knock the gun out of try and knock the gun out of the lady's hands. Well, if it happened with Farrah or Jacqueline Smith, they just laugh it off and they do a retake. But with Kate Jackson, they couldn't get the gun out of her hands. And so sometimes they would just leave the part in where the villain was making that extra effort. He was still thwarted because that was her concern, what was getting the show as accurate as possible. And sometimes what would happen, I mean, after the show was a hit, all three of them, especially Kate Jackson, I should say all four of them, when Cheryl Ladd came in, wanted to make it a better show and get better writers, or at least higher quality scripts. And Aaron Spelling basically didn't want it. He said, it's working, let's not change it. And so that led to some conflicts, and eventually, by the third season, Kate Jackson was asked to leave, which she did.
Isn't it interesting, though, how, and you said this, you can still find it maybe TV Land or wherever, that the original Angels, even with all the people that went in and out of those roles, they still were so heavily identified with that series. Like Farrah Fawcett wasn't on the series very long at all, and yet that was one of the major things that, though she was a model and gorgeous and all that sort of stuff, it was one of the major things that put her on the map, and she was always identified as an angel.
Yeah, Farrah Fawcett, when she came to town, she had from Texas, early on, she had a meeting with Jack Nicholson, and Jack Nicholson asked her to do these things in a movie, or at least would she be willing to do things with sexual connotations on screen, which she found absolutely repulsive, and she said no, no, no. And afterwards, she realized that she might have made a mistake, that Jack was asking if she'd be willing to do them. He wouldn't necessarily push her into doing those things. But anyway, she became a tennis partner with Aaron Spelling. They used to play tennis all the time. And he asked her to be on the show. And she had a really good sense of humor. And that was incorporated into the writing of the show. But the one thing they never did, she never signed a contract to be on that show. And she wanted a piece of the merchandising. And Aaron Spelling wasn't willing to give it to her. Well, then she announced that she was leaving the show after the first year. Her agent was telling her, you can get these fantastic movie roles if you leave the show. And also, there was a story, and it was always denied by Lee Majors, her husband at the time, that he wanted her home at 6 p.m. cooking dinner. Even though being a star of the show, the $6 million man, he must have understood about her schedule somewhat, and he denied that story. But she decided to leave, and then there was a lawsuit, and of course, she pointed out, well, there's no contract, so how can you guys sue? And it went back and forth, and finally she agreed to be on a couple of episodes after it happened, and she said, I would have been on more if they hadn't have sued me. But her movie career never panned out, and there was sort of a consensus in Hollywood not to hire her, because if she did this to Spelling, she could do it to us, even though like I said, you know, she never signed a contract, so it wasn't the, you know, your typical situation.
Boy, no kidding. You know, that's happened before. Remember what happened to Suzanne Summers with the disputes that she had with the Three's company, and it would have been in that, I guess, in that same time frame,
yeah,
70s,
same
where
time
you go,
frame, same,
yeah,
same vein. I think, you know, both cases, the agents, in fact, I think they have the same agent, they're telling them, you know, your movie career can really take off. Another thing that happened was Kate Jackson was offered the role of Kramer versus Kramer, the Meryl Streep role. And at that time, they wouldn't make allowances for TV actors to go into movies very easily. There was sort of a bigger disconnect from them than there is now. I mean, now, you know, you get Sex and the City being made into a movie, or you're going to get probably Entourage being made into a movie. But at that time, for some reason, there was a much bigger stigma attached. And it was very difficult now for people like Sally Struthers or Farrah Fawcett whoever to work on television shows and get into the movies at the same time. And so, I mean, that led to a conflict. And after Kate Jackson was not in the movie Kramer versus Kramer, she really took it out on Aaron Spelling and then was unwilling to do any publicity for the show. Also, she wasn't really happy about Cheryl Ladd being there as a replacement, although Cheryl Ladd and Jacqueline Smith always got along splendidly. They're really... wasn't that many stories of any cattiness on the show. I mean, I think Kate Jackson resented the newcomer, but they, for the most part, they pretty were very friendly with each other and got along, and they didn't really exhibit big star egos. I mean, certainly, you know, you have professional disputes and things like that, but one of the things I think too, I mean, they were so classy, like Cheryl Ladd and Jacqueline Smith, for example, such classy ladies. I think when they made the movies, for example, it was more a sort of a down and dirty thing. The other thing was when they made the movies, Drew Barrymore is very anti-gun, and therefore, she wouldn't allow the Angels to use that. And of course, on the TV show, they weren't always the great fighters that they were in the movies, but since they were magically able to pull guns out of their outfits, Cheryl Ladd used to talk about that. She said, yeah, you know, I'd wear these little outfits, and somehow I'd have a gun hidden in them. You know, the guns were the great equalizer when they were fighting the bad guys.
Yeah, no kidding. I love that. Wow, always interesting. You think this next one's going to be a hit because it's the reverse criminals, ladies who are criminal, beautiful, of course, same kind of theme. You think it'll work?
I'd have to bet no, because the fan response on the internet is very negative so far. So I'd have to say no. But listen, 90210, the new one, you know, is on, and I didn't think that would be a hit either. So I guess you never know.
Yeah, no kidding. Stephen Shohat, pick up his book, Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it.
All right, thanks, buddy. So much always happening out of Hollywood. In fact, coming up next on ATN, we are going to do sports shorts. But what's interesting, segging into the entertainment and the Hollywood side of this deal, you know, there's this little show called Dancing with the Stars. It's been around 12 seasons. 12 seasons. And 25 million, something like that, watch the show. Anyway, Hines Ward won. So once again, here you go with another athlete winning Dancing with the Stars, and I think it's like 13 weeks that they have to go through this, and that it's kind of grueling, all the practices, and as you can imagine. So here's this famous Pittsburgh Steeler and former Super Bowl MVP, and apparently he had a real gift for dancing, so he beat out two pretty serious contenders, and he was crowned the champ of Dancing with the Stars. He gets that cheesy trophy. I think they call it the Maribel Trophy. Sports shorts coming up.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Give us 30 minutes a week and we'll help you raise a great kid. That's our motto for 30 Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net. We know that most moms and dads just want to raise a great kid, so we bring in best-selling authors, early childhood researchers, and experienced parents who've got the facts, the insights, and the know-how to make the toughest job in the world just a little bit easier. Shy kids, aggressive kids, boys struggling in school, how not to spoil your child. You'll hear it all on 30 Minute Mom on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Spike Sets and Two-Man Crews, part of the modern-day beach volleyball game that's become the most popular Summer Olympic sport. When did it start? That's next with me, the Sports Princess, on Sports Shorts.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks, or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The first pro beach volleyball tournament was the Olympia World Championship of Beach Volleyball. It was on Labor Day weekend back in 1976, where at Will Rogers State Park Beach in Pacific Palisades, California. The winners split $2,500. The prize money's now jumped up, and certainly the popularity of the sport, thanks in part to two ladies named Misty May Trainer and Carrie Walsh, who became household names after winning back-to-back gold medals in 2004-2008 Summer Olympic Games. They knocked off team after team by scoring points, grounding the ball in the opponent's court, or when the opposing team committed a fault. Not surprisingly, beach volleyball is considered an important part of the local culture in Southern California. Some of the beach areas even have year-round poles set up, hoping that others will take it up for a living. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. Board shorts. You just heard there, of course, beach volleyball. Really, and the two names I mentioned in the piece, who were Misty May And, of course, Carrie Walsh, Misty May Trainor and Carrie Walsh, did kind of become household names. Now, Matt Johnson would probably dispute the reasons why. Was it the athletic prowess Was it the athletic prowess of these women? Or, let's face it, they were in decent shape and they're in bikinis.
Diving
for balls and all that. It's a little bit of both, because in Southern California, trust me, women in bikinis, that's an everyday experience at all these beach spots, Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach and whatnot. But it really has become a very, very big sport, and certainly in the Olympics. They got huge crowds, and other countries also got into the whole beach volleyball thing. Even your Switzerlands and your cold weather places had teams representing. Remember, China was pretty decent, and I think it's even ever growing. It's funny because it's a sport where they, and it is a sport, it's a sport where they have suffered through some very lean times, and the prize money for the pro volleyball players wasn't very high in the beginning. I mean, they were lucky if, you know, basically the expenses were covered, and if they were traveling to some other places, they stayed with families and whatnot. But that that is turning around, and some of it is because of the whole beach thing. You know, that's the culture. It's the beach culture, for goodness sake. All right, let's move on to a couple of other things. Making news, making that water cooler buzz in your backyard, in my backyard, and in Jack's backyard. That's a shout out to Jack from down under. So one thing that they certainly know in Australia, and you know in other parts of the world, and we do have people listening to us in other parts of the world, they've got their own problems to deal with when, you know, in Australia they had those horrible floods and they were worried about snakes and things that crawled out of nature because of what had happened with the floods. In the case of, this is the one thing, with the floods, that's still a problem. It's, remember we had Trey who called us from Kentucky who said that his friend told him that black bears were coming out and deer and alligators and all that kind of stuff. But it's interesting when we talk about the tornado, sadly, that's not the case. It's not so much the case. Apparently, because I wondered this, what about animals? What about, you know, dogs and whatnot? But they haven't said there's a lot of problems with rounding up dogs. They haven't had that problem. The biggest problem, naturally, is finding shelter and food and getting these people to try to piece their lives back together, because it's that thing that happens to you. It's being blindsided. That's what it is. And all of us at some point in our lives have been through some sort of blindsidedness. But to that level where your house is just blown away, your neighborhood's destroyed, some of your neighbors are gone, people are just missing, and that death toll keeps on climbing in Missouri. And sure enough, with the violent thunderstorms and the high winds that came through again on Tuesday evening in Oklahoma, in Kansas, in Missouri, it just is scaring people to the core, wondering what they're supposed to do when they hear about what's happened to other people. What steps can they take? What kind of, you know, precautions? In fact, I have friends who move from other parts of the country to live in Texas and don't know very much about tornadoes, and they were texting me all night long to let them know if I heard sirens, since we live kind of in the same vicinity, and then asked, what should we do? Should we get in a closet? Should we get in a tub? What are we supposed to do? And I'll throw this out there for everybody listening, because I've gotten enough emails on it too. The thing you need to do, if you can do this, the best thing, I had a fireman say this to me a long time ago, the best thing that you can do, forget the closets. I mean, a closet's better than nothing, and you can hunker down in the middle of the closet if it's deep in the interior of the house. But really, when they say the thing about the bathtub, that's the place to be, and pull the mattress on top of you. if it's a small mattress, whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. But if you can pull that over top of you, that's probably the best thing to do. Matt, would you know what to do if you, because you're in Minneapolis, our mothership's in Minneapolis, and in Minneapolis they just had some devastation there, and there was even somebody that was killed. Would you know what to do if a tornado started roaring down your neighborhood?
Of course I would. I've lived in Tornadoville, I guess, my whole life, and so, you know, southwest corner of the room, basement, away from the windows, all that jazz. I remember the first tornado warning I think I ever went through was I was about 3 or 4 years old, and I had a babysitter. It was me, my sister, and a babysitter that was over, and our parents were calling the house and freaking out because they were out at a restaurant or something. And I remember our parents telling, you know, the babysitter to get us down in the basement of our house and into the bathroom. So that's my earliest tornado memory.
Oh, so yeah, so your family knows, and they did something about it. They made sure that you guys, you and your sister, were covered off by calling the babysitter. Some people don't have basements, so that's what you would do, as he's saying. If you have a basement, of course, go to the basement. But if not, I never heard that about the southwest corner, but that's good. Somebody asked me about the windows. Somebody said to me something about closing the windows. Well, who cares? Don't worry. Don't run around your house closing windows if they're open. It doesn't matter. You just want to be away from the windows is the main thing. You don't want to be near the windows, so don't worry about that. Get yourself someplace low. Get yourself someplace where hopefully you can survive it if it should smash your house, because you have to think of the force of the winds. That's the deal. That house is not standing. I don't care what's going on with your house and reinforcements and whatever. It's not going to withstand, most likely, anything super powerful like the tornadoes that touched down in Joplin, when they were saying the crazy winds were up to 185 miles an hour. Well, what house is withstanding that? So the person in a house that could have gotten in the tub, even then, who knows? But with the mattress, even if the mattress blows off, I bet you have a much better chance of surviving it. Of course, who knows what falls on you? That's the other part of it. That's why they're finding people still alive, and they're finding people who aren't, because of what happens when the house crumbles. So when the tornado strikes and it actually hits the house where you couldn't have gotten out of the house, and you just have to figure out a way to weather it, so to speak, that I think is your best chance, unless, as Matt said, you have a basement. Do you have any thoughts on tornadoes or helping the people or anything like that? Or you have photographs? I know there are a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Missouri. We feel your pain, and in Kansas, certainly, and also in Texas and a lot of the places that have been hit by these recent tragedies. Send us photos of what's happening in your area or your thoughts, americatonight.net.